أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا موسى بآياتنا إلى فرعون وملئه فقال إني رسول رب العالمين. In the ayahs before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the Quraysh of Makkah objecting to the choice that Allah made regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam being the Nabi of Allah, and in their, so to say, inverted commas, in their opinion, the leaders, the people of affluence and influence of Makkah or of Ta'if, one of those leaders, should have become the Nabi of Allah. So in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all of us that these are nothing new, that in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam there were similar thoughts with regards to the nubuwat that Allah ta'ala had granted to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, certainly we sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam with our signs to Fir'aun and his chiefs. فَقَالَ إِنِّي رَسُولُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made the declaration that certainly I am the Rasul of the Rabb of the entire universe. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا إِذَا هُمْ مِنْهَا يَضْحَكُونَ. When Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to them with the signs or the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they began to laugh at Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. They began to mock Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. وَمَا نُرِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ إِلَّا هِيَ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ أُخْتِهَا. And as time had gone on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them different signs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and each sign was greater than the previous sign that had come to them, that sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent upon them floods, sometimes they were frogs, sometimes they were locusts. And each time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent different forms of signs to the Bani Israel, to the people of Fir'aun, especially the people of Fir'aun, they began to submit to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, make dua to your Allah, if he removes these difficulties, then we will bring iman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. The reason why we had done all this, we seized them with the punishment, so they may return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in total repentance and with iman. وَقَالُوا يَا أَيُّهَا السَّاحِرُ. Then they addressed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said, O sahir, O magician, O sorcerer. Now here, one interpretation that has been given, that any learned person was regarded as a sorcerer, was regarded as a magician amongst the people of Fir'aun. So then, this is why they called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam sahir. But at the same time, it shows a complete and total rejection of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, they addressed him and called him a sorcerer. Udu'u lana rabbak. Then call your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bima ahida indak, in that manner, in those words, as Allah had taught you, you say you are the Nabi of Allah, you say you have come from Allah, so obviously Allah has taught you how to make dua, then you make dua for us, and if you make dua, and Allah removes all these difficulties that come upon us, innana lamuhtadun, then certainly we will come on to guidance, and we will come on to your path. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, one calamity would come upon them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam would make dua to Allah, and then that calamity will be removed, and then another, and then they would not accept, they would reject. And then another calamity comes, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua, and then again they would not accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this was a continuous thing. So Allah says, فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابَ إِذَا هُمْ يَنْكُثُونَ. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the adab from them, then they had broken their promise that they had made to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. So here on the one hand, they made a mockery of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam in that way. The second is Allah says, وَنَادَ فِرْعَونَ Fir'aun called فِي قَوْمِهِ amongst his people. He made this ilan, he made this announcement, and he said, قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to speak about the comforts and all the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the hereafter. So in response to this, Fir'aun used to say that, do I not have sovereignty over the entire Egypt? Do I not have kingdom over the entire Egypt? You speak about Allah being the sovereign. You speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having complete rule. I also have complete rule. And some of the commentators have stated that even in the areas around Egypt, people had a great amount of respect for the leader of Egypt, whoever that may be. So he felt that his kingdom is expansive, it's far beyond Egypt. So he has this amount, he commands that amount of respect. وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to speak about Jannat, and under which rivers flow, that gardens that Allah Ta'ala will give. So Fir'aun had canals that used to be dug from time to time, and some of it had come into his palace, under his palace, etc. So he would say that these rivers are also flowing under me. They are also like Jannat. So you speak about a Jannat that is going to come beyond this world. I have it all over here. So afala tubsirun, do you not see that I am Allah? And in this way, he began to establish that he is a God, his divinity, etc. And in this way, he began to also mock Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now he does the comparison. Am ana khayrun min hadha alladhi huwa mahin? Am I not better than that person who is dishonored? A person who does not have any status amongst the community. Wala yakadu yubin. And who cannot speak clearly, who cannot speak and express himself with clarity. On the one hand, we know that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had a stutter and a stammer. So this is what he was making reference to, despite the fact that after he made dua to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had remedied him, but he still made reference to the fact that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not clear in his speech, or he could not bring forth an argument very clearly. And in this way, he ridicules Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he does this comparison of this affluence and influence that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted to him. Now he does this comparison with the Nabi of Allah of that time, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَسْوِرَةٌ مِّن ذَهَبٍ Now he himself, Fir'aun, used to wear bangles of gold, and his ministers, whoever done well, he used to give them bangles of gold as gifts and presents, and they used to wear it. So he asked with regards to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so why has bangles of gold not been cast upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam if I can give my ministers? And he says he's a close person to Allah, so why didn't Allah Ta'ala also brace him and grant him these bangles of gold so that he could also wear it? In other words, where does he compare with me in these matters? أَوْ جَاءَ مَعَهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقَتَرِنِينَ Like the kings and the rulers of these days, and even the presidents of these days, that when they walk on the both sides, they would have their bodyguards, the entourage will be with them. So if Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is a special envoy from Allah, he's a messenger of Allah, why don't the malaikas also attach themselves to him, and they walk on both sides of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam? فَاسْتَخَفَّ قَوْمَ Allah says he made a mockery of his own people, he lied to his own people. فَأَطَاعُوهُ And they began to obey him, and they began to respect him. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ And they became a transgressive nation. In other words, he lied to them, and they bought his story. فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا Allah says that when he had angered us, he annoyed us. إِنْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ We had taken retribution, we had revenged him. فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ And we had drowned all of them. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا. Allah says, we made him a thing of the past. In other words, he is just history. وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ. And we made him an example for the generations to come after him. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly speaks about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Fir'aun and the mockery of Fir'aun that he made to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah shows Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that all this is nothing new insofar as nubuwwat is concerned. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.